This is Across the Line.
Welcome to ATL Introducing on BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Sounds. Fontaines DC are without question one of the most exciting acts to come out of Ireland in the last decade. With support all over the world and debut album Doggerel topping radio and magazine album polls, the band's debut appearance in Northern Ireland was one of the most talked about events of 2019. ATL Introducing was there to record it for you, and what lies ahead over the next hour is simply phenomenal. Right, let's get into it. ATL Introducing presents Fontaines DC, recorded live from the Ulster Hall in Belfast.
How's it going? This is Green chatting for Fontaines DC. We're about to play our first ever gig in Belfast in Ulster Hall. It's an absolute privilege to be playing in such a beautiful city. I wish I had more time here to look around, but I'm sure I'll have a good recommendation now for a pub close by, hopefully. But this is our first gig, hope you enjoy.
ATL were at Output Festival in Belfast last Thursday. In case you don't know what Output is, it's a free music conference and showcase event organised by Belfast City Council that takes place in Belfast every year. Top names in the music industry travel over to take part in panel discussions during the day, workshops, speed networking events, and it's all finished off in the evening with live music showcasing local upcoming artists. During the day, I made my panel debut, chatting all things radio alongside RT2FM's Dan Higgerty and the BBC Introducing team from London, Kelly, Tom and Millie. While I was doing that, our contributor, Peter Cinnamon, was out and about doing this.
Hey, Peter Cinnamon here for ATL Introducing, and today I'm at the Mac in Belfast for one of the biggest days in the Northern Ireland music calendar. I'm here for Output Belfast. In here, there is a whole host of music industry professionals from across the UK and Ireland, all here to share their knowledge with hundreds of budding creatives. There's going to be panels, there's going to be breakout sessions, there's going to be keynote speeches, and I'm going to sink my teeth in here to try and find out what's going down. Putting together a conference the size of Output is no easy task, but somebody has to do it, and that person is Programme Coordinator Mark Gordon. For those who haven't been here, haven't heard of it before, what is Output Belfast at its core?
There was a need in the music industry in Northern Ireland to deliver something that was a really fit for purpose conference and showcasing event that really served the industry here with what they needed to know in terms of kind of like things to do with publishing or labels or managers. We brought 100 people across this year to the conference. That is a lot of people. So that's a really critical element. You know, we had 700 or 800 people in the Mac and the OES Center today. So that's one part of it. And then the other part of it obviously is, so we bring these 100 people from the music industry nationally, internationally in Belfast in the evening, we've got to show them our music. So then we have this music trail sort of activity between, you know, 10 or 12 venues, about 48 bands playing. So the people who are speaking at the conference in the day on the stage then become the audience in the evening for our awesome music. So that's the kind of thrust of what it's about.
As we are all about the live music here on ATL, we decided why not put on our own gig at Output this year. So that's what we did, and our lineup was fab. I think this is probably the first time the BBC have probably recorded this artist live. This is the fantastic Belfast-based rapper Leo Miyagi, live from our ATL Introducing stage at Output Festival.
ATL Introducing.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Leo Miyagi and the Karate Kids. here on behalf of Output Festival on the BBC ATL introducing stage. Truth be told, it's juvenile. All the things that they compile. Subs inside was major leaguers. Made it out in vacant now. When rappers talk to now, when hear well, they dismiss what's been and gone like. They did this and we'll do that. Age depends what hip hop is like. What does coexist when age perpetuates the rift? And she said, cause money.
To breathe.
In session for us at Stenhall Festival and in conversation, that was Riva. I'm currently standing on the lower deck of the festival, surrounded by live music. We've got the Henry McCulloch stage off to my right, over to the left. That's the sort of main outdoor stage known as Karma Valley. And then in the middle, just this wonderful little village of food and art and, well, toilets and lots of other festival related stuff. But right now, we're going to continue with the live music. This is Pocket Billiards.
Location's a mystery. Paranoia is kicking in. I look around the room and I feel it really do. Fear it'll never end. Last night we were best friends. Now I don't know your name. I feel my beating heart as my nerves they fall apart.
Knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. You can take a seat. You can't knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. You can take a seat. You can't knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. No, I won't. You can't knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. You can take a seat.
Hello, it's Gemma here for BBC Radio Ulster. I'm standing in the barn of Stendal, getting ready for this weekend's festival. I'm joined by the amazing Silk. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm just chilling.
Yeah. Good, thanks so much for taking the time to come and speak to us today. What's it like being at Stendal? Obviously so close to home. Is it nice to be here rather than like one of the bigger ones? Because obviously you did Glastonbury this year, so yeah. What's it like being back?
It's cool. I'm excited that all my friends are coming tonight, and the first time I played this festival was its very first year, so it's cool to come back 9 years later and actually headline the thing. I'm excited though.
And like you say, it's great to be headlining as well. I saw you here play years ago, so it's great to see you on one of the main stages doing it for Derry. So the album.
Cross the line.
Hey, it's Paul from the Woodburning Savages. We're heading to Glastonbury 2019. We've got the van fully packed. We've got tents, sleeping bags, and a kitchen sink. And we're doing what every Northern Irish band does when they head to a big festival. We're getting on the ferry. Here we are, we're on the boat over to Glastonbury, and I turn around, who do I bump into? It's Amy Montgomery and her band. Hello.
Hello.
This is obviously a really, really big one. This is your first Glastonbury. How are you feeling ahead of it?
Yeah, really excited. Sort of trying not to think about it too much to sort of blow it out of the water. But yeah, no, really excited. Can't wait to play.
So we've got amazing weather for it, and everybody's just going to be so buzzed. What's your top thing you want to see? Who do you want to see? Who are you excited for?
I'm extremely excited to see quite a new artist called Aurora. I'm trying really not to make a schedule of trying to see anybody because I don't want to be disappointed, you know. The first 2 days I plan on doing lots of yoga and being good because we're not playing until the Sunday, so oh, there's loads to do anyway, you know. Whatever exciting activities I come across.
I went walking to help the little girl I heard screaming. Before I knew
So we are here, we're finally on site. We've just put the tent up, the sun is absolutely belting down. It's roasting, it's gorgeous, it's a feast for the eyes and ears. There's so many bands here, and I think it's time to go and check some of them out.
Oh, back when we were young and foolish.
What's your name?
Jean.
And what's the song called?
Forever and Ever.
I'd love to record it if you don't mind.
Go on, you mind?
Do not come to our party, you don't say.
You're not getting through.
Forever and ever, my heart will be true, sweetheart, forever, I'll wait for you.
So Owen and I had been doing music interactive workshops in two day centres in Belfast for about 2 years, one in the east and one in the west, and that was through a charity that we work with called Live Music Now. And we were experiencing lots of lovely moments in those sessions. Like, we would go and play songs, but then someone would want to stand up and give us a party piece, and before you knew it, everybody was singing along with a song that you don't know that was written in the 1950s or something. So there were lots of really amazing moments like that. So the idea for the project sort of came from that a little bit, and it was combined with also the idea inspired by the Gavin Bryars piece, Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet, where he recorded a homeless person singing this wee hymn and then put an orchestra in behind it. And then Tom Waits ended up singing on that. And it's this really lovely, beautiful, like 10-minute long piece of music. So kind of that documentarial aspect of it part inspired the idea. So when we do the sessions, we always play like older songs that the residents know. So this project was kind of a way for us to combine the work that we were doing in the day centres with older people with our own sense of artistry as singer-songwriters and producers. So we recorded them doing their party pieces with a wee microphone, took it into the studio, arranged it and sang and played different instruments along with it.
Once again, so let's tell the world of the new.
So you may have heard that there's an election in a few days. If you've registered to vote, then you'll get an opportunity this Thursday when the polls open. But why is there another election? What does it mean? And if you've never voted before, how do you go about making your vote count? Political reporter Jane McCormick is with me now to go through it all. Hello, Jane. So why are we having a general election?
Well, the really simple answer in all of this is Brexit. So when Prime Minister Boris Johnson got a deal with the EU, he couldn't get it through Parliament because the Conservative Party doesn't have a majority. Now, he wants to come back with enough Conservative MPs to push the deal through Parliament and allow the UK to leave the EU by the end of January 2020, so the end of next month, effectively. But of course, there are lots of other parties like Labour, the Liberal Democrats. They are opposed to the current deal and they want to get more of their MPs elected to try and stop Boris Johnson. Now, it's been called the Brexit election, and the results will be really important because they will shape what happens next with Brexit.
So who can we vote for on Thursday?
Well, you can't vote to decide who becomes Prime Minister, but Northern Ireland has 18 seats in the House of Commons. People here can...
The news that South by Southwest had taken the decision to cancel so close to the festival was felt by bands and artists all over the world. The 10-day music and film festival, which sees Austin, Texas, transformed into a music lover's haven, can be for many a pinnacle moment in an artist's career. Renowned and celebrated for its support of new music and breaking bands, South by Southwest sees thousands of young musicians making the trip to showcase their work to global industry and US audiences for the first time. From Northern Ireland, Ryan McMullen, Ryan Vaelan Ilma Orchestra, Lila Vargan and the Woodburn and Savages were all due to make the trip. I spoke with Lila Vargan on what should have been the final few days of the festival, on her reaction to the news and how she has been affected.
And when I try to pull you closer, I'm still solitary.
It was on, I can't remember what day it was exactly, but it was the day that they announced that they were cancelling it, basically. And I just, I don't know, my heart just sank, really. But then at the same time, I'd kind of thought, you know, I'd been checking their Twitter every day because they did quite a lot of updates. And I'd been checking just to see, you know, what they'd decided. So every day they were saying, nope, it's still going ahead. But kind of, I kind of had a feeling that that was going to happen. So whenever it did, it was just kind of like, oh, this sucks. But then, you know, the reality is that I wasn't the only one affected. There's like thousands of acts that, you know, had put lots of money in it and they couldn't go anymore. So it was quite sad. But I guess it was the start of really realizing how severe this whole thing is. I feel really bad for everybody there. And I also feel bad for Austin itself, because they really rely on that income as well. I think everybody's in it was in a very difficult position with it.
The impact is also being felt locally, with gigs across both Ireland and the UK being cancelled or rescheduled. The realisation that some events that have taken months of hard work to plan and execute will be devastating for many bands. Three-piece punk rock band Gas Hands were right in the middle of an eight-date UK tour when they decided to pack up and come home early. I spoke with their lead singer Dylan Bradley on the work that goes into planning a tour and what made them make that crucial decision to come home.
Introducing.
Hi, this is Herb, also Arvo Party, and I'm here with Sasha Samara, and we're talking about why we're inside. Why are we inside, and are you okay? How are you? Are you okay?
I'm coping okay now.
I know, not a week ago. Yeah.
It's been tumultuous. Yeah,
it's changeable, right? Isn't it? Because I could be a happy person. I don't think anyone's ever described me as happy, but I'm a fairly level person. But for the last 2 weeks, I've felt completely bipolar. I don't know if that's just... Okay, that's just me. Is that what you're saying?
No, I absolutely, totally get it. It feels like you can be pretty fine one day, and then the next day, it's like just ugly crying and feelings of massive distress. And you're like, is this ever going to get better? Also, my career? What's happening there? I don't know. And then... you know, a couple of days later, you kind of come up for air and you're like, it's okay. Like, I'm all right. I'm fine. It's cool.
All that about? Is that all because I watched Marinette Sally? Is that why that whole thing happened? Yeah. I feel your pain. I feel very changeable. We're getting through it anyway, I think. You're live streaming?
Yes.
Yeah. How's that going? Are you enjoying it?
I am, actually. I am a huge extrovert. So, like, any point of human connection, I'm like, I need it. Just inject it into my veins.
Validate me!
Literally.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Something I've really enjoyed is asking every time I do a live stream, like, what is bringing you joy in your day? And that is so lovely to get, like, a bunch of people from loads of different places just telling you what's getting them through lockdown, what's making them happy. It's been really nice.
That's a good one. What is bringing you joy in your day?
Oh, what is bringing me joy?
I think bedtime is bringing me joy. What's bringing you joy?
Honestly, I think my dog has been bringing me a lot of joy.
Nice.
And I'm getting to spend loads of time with my family, obviously forced to be here the whole time. I'm just getting to like watch a lot of TV with my mom and spend time with my dad, so it's been really nice.
Good. Yeah. Simple pleasures, because those are the only pleasures we have at the minute, I suppose.
Literally.
Which I normally would have my life isn't that different, to be honest, with all this going on, except I can't go and see the people that I love,
have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our tight gate. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we are, is in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
This is ATL Introducing. My name is Gemma Bradley and you're listening to our annual Christmas Carol service. And there's a lot of people in the studio right now. Woo! Whole army of us here. I'm joined by brand new friend. We have the Florentinas here, Peter J. McCauley's here, Lucy Bell is here and Joshua Burnside is here.
Hiya.
How's it going?
Grand, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in. You've had quite a year.
Yeah, it's been a good one. It's nice to have Christmas sort of chill out times.
I was going to say, like, you've nominated for Best Live Act and Best Single and NI Music Prize. You've two singles out this year. I know you had one out with Alana. Hello. My name is Gemma Bradley. What an event tonight. And what a live performance we just had. Make some noise for Jordan Adetunji. But now, the event we've been waiting for, the Oh Yeah Contender shortlist in association with BBC Music and Introducing Across the Line. The nominees are Amy Montgomery, Cherim, Joel Harkin, Jordan Adetunji, Problem Patterns, and Strange New Places. I'm going to invite Charlotte Dryden on to announce the winner. Woo!
Thank you, Gemma. Oh Yeah Contender Award in association with BBC Music Introducing and Across the Line. It's a partnership made in heaven. We're delighted to have this partnership. The winner is those homegirls from Derry. Cherim.
We really didn't expect it at all.
We just want to say thank you so much. Thanks so much.
This is your band. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody from Derry as well. They like had her back. And thank you just to everybody that keeps streaming the music and coming out to the shows and all, because like means so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Across the Line.
We are live from the Ulster Hall at the Northern Irish Music Prize 2019, and I am joined by our 2019 Oh Yeah Contender and ATL winners, Cherim. How do we feel?
It's pure mad, because like we were talking about this in the car on the way up, and we were like, if like we actually did win and we got to choose a song, like what song we have walking on, we all decided like Scooter, Jumping All Over the World was going to come on.
Hey, this is LaBoom. We just played Reading Festival 2019 for BBC Introducing, and it was amazing. I don't know where we were or what we were doing really, but we just got a call off our agent to ask us if we were up for playing Reading and Leeds, and it was a buzz because it's a festival we've always kind of wanted to play, and also down the BBC Introducing stage, it's just one of those kind of prestigious, kind of iconic stages, and just to get asked to play that was just such a massive honour for us.
Hi, this is LaBoom, and you're listening to Across the Line.
Introducing Ireland's
hip-hop culture in 2020 is stronger than it's ever been. With Tebby Rex from Kildare, Dublin's J Yellowell, and Belfast's Jordan Adetunji leading the way in the Irish hip-hop scene.
Yes.
But where did the rise of Irish hip-hop come from? How big could it get, and is it sustainable? Over the next 3 weeks, journalist and blogger Dylan Murphy looks at the state of hip-hop in Ireland and documents the evolution of Irish hip-hop.
ATL. Introducing.
Ireland is going through a golden age in hip-hop music. There's more music than ever, it's better than ever, and there's artists knocking on the door of the mainstream. In the last 3 years, we've seen Dublin's Reggie Snow signed to the same label as Young Thug, Megan Thee Stallion, and Fetty Wap. Belfast's Kieran MacDonald, aka Bareface, has a number one album with Brockhampton, and Jafaris has performed on Jules Holland.
Joined by Irish rapper Jafaris.
With all the recent milestones, you'd be forgiven for wondering why we've taken longer than our English and American counterparts to gain some notoriety. Even for those who aren't hugely into hip-hop, its similarities to other poetic art forms that have long been present in Ireland are obvious. The rhyme schemes, vivid imagery, and even the sharp delivery at times hark back to some of the earliest examples of poetry, storytelling, and folklore that have been passed down generations. Just think of the more recent examples like Seamus Heaney or C.S. Lewis.
Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests.
So why had hip-hop, a genre built upon authenticity, feisty and competitive exchanging of words and storytelling, not caught on initially in the Emerald Isle? Like most of the imports.
ATL. Introducing.
Hello, this is ATL Introducing. My name is Gemma Bradley. We're going to be here for the next 90 minutes. We're going to have a little bit of a different show tonight. As it is the last Monday of the month, we're going to kick things off with our monthly mix. On the last Monday of every month, we have a guest up-and-coming producer or DJ to do a monthly mix of some of the best dance music there is to offer. We're kicking off this month's monthly mix with Belfast Nikki O. She's a residency at Autobahn and also did a Radio 1 takeover at Christmas. In the second half of the show, we will be playing some of our favourites off the BBC Introducing Uploader, but now here's Nikki O in the mix.
Hello and welcome to the ATL Introducing End of the Month mix. My name's Nikki O and I'm a DJ and radio presenter from Belfast. Northern Ireland is such a great place for dance music and it's the reason that I got into DJing, so I'm so excited to be bringing you this mix of some amazing tracks by both established and up-and-coming local producers. Opening the mix with this ethereal track called This We Have Now from Neil Foster with Optimist in the remix. Neil and Optimist are part of the Vault Artist Studio community in Belfast and have told me that this track is inspired by a poem by Rumi of the same name. Check it out.